The Democratic National Convention is green, if you don't look too closely. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Well, tonight the Democrats start their convention in Denver. There's been a lot of news coverage about how this convention will be, quote, the greenest, most sustainable political convention in history. The Democrats say they're comprehensively calculating the carbon footprint of the convention. Well, they might have missed something. One of the things the media have been all over is wooden hotel key cards. Yeah, wood instead of plastic key cards. Jesse Ziegler talked with the chairman and founder of the company that's giving those cards to the Dems. Jesse, what'd you find out?
Well, I talked to Pio Akison. He says he gets the wood for his cards from Canada, from Europe. The cards are then made in Europe and shipped over to the U.S. I asked him whether he calculated the carbon footprint of his cards or not.
We don't. You know, we haven't, you know, gotten to the point to measure that yet.
So the Dems may not have calculated all the carbon associated with the convention, but Lester, wood is still a lot better than plastic. 250 million plastic key cards are trashed in the U.S. every single year.
That's a lot of plastic. All right. Thanks, Jesse.
Yep.
The Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board is a federal agency that's been around about 10 years. It's supposed to investigate hazardous chemical accidents at factories, refineries, or places like that when someone's killed or they're seriously hurt or a lot of property's damaged. The Government Accountability Office says the Chemical Safety Board is not investigating the cases it's legally required to. The agency has decided it doesn't have to investigate all of them. This is the Environment Report. The number of red-headed woodpeckers in the U.S. is about half of what it was just 50 years ago. Stephanie Hemphill reports volunteers are now working on a new project to get people to help red-headed woodpeckers.
You can't miss red-headed woodpeckers. They have long beaks, bright red heads, and snowy white breasts.
There's a red-headed. Oh, look at him. He's got a baby with him. Oh, God, they're beautiful. They are so beautiful.
That's Chet Myers. After a career as a college professor, he's learning everything he can about red-headed woodpeckers. He's spending a lot of time at the Cedar Creek Ecosystem Science Reserve in southern Minnesota. And there are red-headed woodpeckers everywhere, about 50 of them, on this 500-acre patch of ground. Chet Myers and some other researchers are trying to figure out exactly what the woodpeckers like so much about this place. Then they hope to reproduce the same conditions other places. Myers is marking every tree where the woodpeckers have nested so the group can catalog exact descriptions of each tree.
And we're going to measure the diameter of the tree, how high the nest cavity is, the species of the tree, is it alive, is it dead, so that we can get some data on what seems to be the preferred habitat.
Once they're pretty sure they know what the woodpeckers like, they'll reach out to landowners. They'll try to get them to leave dead and dying trees standing. That could work on old abandoned farms, in cemeteries, or around golf courses.
If our theory, see this is all theory, if our theory is correct, the golf course replicates an oak savanna and there should be birds there. So that's what we're hoping.
The researchers think if you have a dead or dying tree, that could be a home for a red-headed woodpecker. But usually homeowners are worried the tree could fall and damage something. Myers says you can cut off the top and some of the bigger branches and leave the rest of the tree standing. They think the red-headed woodpecker will be just as happy.
Sir, put the chainsaw down and step away from the tree. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and the Americana Foundation. Become a sponsor. Contact us at feedback@environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.